Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast, where Wednesdays are our favorite day. It is so good to be with you guys today chatting. I hope everybody's having an amazing Wednesday and has had an amazing day so far. Honestly, I am very excited and on cloud nine recording today's podcast episode. It has been so fun to have so many guests recently. It's time for a quick little solo one with Britt. I'm excited to kind of catch up and dive into everything. I know people are dying for a recap on the Gymshark Lift Miami event, as well as kind of some other things that I also want to talk on, one of them being imposter syndrome. This is something I struggle with. I've been open about this, so I'm very excited to talk about this in today's episode. It's been a while since I've done this, but I do want to read one of our reviews for the podcast. It's been a while since I've read any of these, and Darian and I were cracking up at this one. He was like, Brittany, you have to read one of the reviews. So I am going to read a weekly review, and then we're going to go into the fun and games segment of the episode. Today's review is from Small Town Liver. I don't know if that's supposed to say lover, but Small Town Liver. It says, fave pod ever, 5 stars. This is for real my favorite podcast of all time. Brittany is such an inspiration, not only in the gym, but as a mom. As a mom in her late 20s who also is a gym lover, I relate to Brittany in so many ways. This podcast is so down to earth and had just great energy thanks to Brittany and her amazing guests. It's truly like listening to advice from a friend, and I look forward to it every week. Also, as a side note, a while back, Darian half-jokingly gave advice about always looking for toilet paper in a public bathroom, and for whatever reason, it stuck with me. Well, let me tell you, it saved me many times. You'll never know what kind of golden advice you're going to get from this podcast. 10 out of 10 recommend every time. Darian and I were just cracking up at that, and so we wanted to read a review for this week with you guys, and truly give you guys a huge thanks for every review, every download, every listen, all of the support and love you guys have backed this podcast with. I can't believe something that I was so scared to do has turned into what it is now, and that is because of you all. Thank you so much for your support and listening, and just a little sentimental. Love you guys so much. And for this week's Fun and Gain segment, I'll touch on this quickly. So we just took almost a week-long trip to look for houses, a place to live, like neighborhoods we liked, whether we were renting, buying a new house, a resale, whatever we're kind of feeling. And it was so stressful. It is so stressful to look for houses. We've traveled to the city that we're moving to so many times because we have tried to figure out like what area we want to live in based on how close we want to be to the airport, to the beach, to Darian's work. We are moving to Florida, you guys, and we're so excited about that. Not moving to Miami, a different city in Florida, which cannot wait. We did find a house that we loved. As soon as we walked in, we immediately just had this overwhelming sense of home and that this house was ours. And we were so nervous, like we went back and forth on a new build because we had a brand new build that we were really interested in getting, but this one just kept calling us home and we loved the area, the community. And so we put an offer on and the offer was accepted. So we're still early stages in the home process. We will see, but I really, really do hope we get this house. It just has that feeling about it that is so special when we looked at so many other houses. And Vinny was such a good sport during all of this. Like, I cannot believe how good of a sport he was. I was a little nervous, like, oh, how's it going to be walking through so many houses with him? But he did so good and he is just so excited to be in Florida. So it just felt like home. We're very excited. Hopefully we do get this house. I will, you know, of course, bring you along for everything about this journey. It's so hard because I'm so excited about that, but also want to not rush the time left here and rush the time left with our friends. I don't want to move on too quickly, even though we are very excited. I'm also going to be very sad to leave this area. I have loved Detroit, even though there's been so many ups and downs that you guys know about. I truly have so much pride for this city. I freaking would die for Detroit. I love how different this city is. I love how diverse this city is. I love the mix of people, culture. I am truly going to miss it. And that is the main thing I'm going to miss about this. I'm definitely going to miss our friends. And maybe we'll have to sneak up here for some summers by the lake. Like, who knows? It really has been such a mix of emotions here. And while I kind of want to just like push forward and start new, I also really want to just sit and savor and enjoy the last few weeks and months that we have left here, because we're always going to look back on this time as one of course, like a lot of challenge and struggles, but also of so much growth and so much development and the friendships that we made here and all the memories that we made here and like Vinny growing up, and just we're going to miss it. So a bittersweet, a fun and a gain. And there's just a lot of exciting things happening this year. I can't believe we're almost there. And I'm excited to be able to stay home for a bit and get in a routine. I don't have any trips planned for the next 2 months. So it's going to be really nice to just crank some things out, get into a routine, and enjoy the last little while here in Michigan. So that's the fun and gain of this week. Now getting into today's episode. A little recap of Lyft Miami. Now, I have like a couple vlogs on Instagram and TikTok, and I have 2 vlogs on YouTube. Go and watch that for the visual. I'm trying to like dig up some tea that maybe you haven't seen even more behind the scenes, because if you've watched those and you kind of already know what's going on. But first thing, I flew in and immediately went to a podcast studio. Gymshark rented a studio for me and Lauren Giraldo the last podcast episode, which was really fun. And of course, I've never met Lauren in person, and I was a little nervous because you never know how people actually are in real life as opposed to their online personality. And she was so cool. I was like, ooh, I like this. Instantly vibed. So cool. Had such a good energy and felt like we had a really fun episode that we were able to record together. And I feel like a lot of you always are wondering about motherhood and wondering how to balance things and how does that look like. So it was really cool to be able to chat with another mom and give you an episode in that direction, because I don't always talk about that, and I know that's something a lot of you have questions about. So I really hope you enjoyed that last episode. As soon as I got done with that, I went back to the hotel and got to be spoiled by Gymshark in their room drops. If you don't know, if you don't watch any other social media or anything, Gymshark always spoils us in our rooms for any of these major Lyft events. So I flew to Miami for the Gymshark Lyft Miami event. Gymshark hosts these events where they sell like 20,000 tickets of people just to come. There's activities, there are meet and greets, there are, you know, places to take photo, food, hang, weightlift. We try to hit new PBs. It's just a really cool community event. So this is my 3rd Lyft event I have been to, and I hope there are many, many to come in the future. But that is why I flew down there for these events. Gymshark always has these epic room drops, which I feel like are so iconic. And this room drop, we got really cool track suits. I got a Stanley with my name on it, a ton of other things. But the other thing that I'm so excited I want to mention is a higher dose mask. It's like the red light therapy mask. I've seen these all over TikTok. And you guys probably know me by now. I'm not the type of person to splurge or spend a lot of money on myself. That's just not who I am. So whenever I get a little gift like this, it's something that I wanted, but I wouldn't spend on myself, I'm like, let's go. I was so excited. I still have not used it yet because we were, of course, in Florida again right after that looking for houses. But now I'm back home. I'm excited to try it out. I'll have to tell you guys how I like it. But of course, they spoiled us with so many other things. Check out the video to see. And then we had a small team dinner that night, which, okay, here's the behind the scenes tea. I was late too. So we always have a WhatsApp group chat with Gymshark because there's people from the UK. So that's how you can get like everybody's phone number, and it's like a big group text. My phone would not download WhatsApp, so I wasn't part of the message. So I had no idea where anybody was. And I don't know why I didn't think to call somebody earlier. I just wasn't sure like who was in town yet or what was going on. But on my note, like I knew 7:30 we were doing dinner. I didn't know it was moved up all the way to 7. And I also didn't know where in the hotel everybody was meeting. So I was just wandering back and forth for 30 minutes. Why 30 minutes, you guys? I don't know. Why did I not call somebody sooner? I don't know. But it threw me off. And I was so embarrassed. I showed up over an hour late. And if you know me, I am on time. I'm always 5 minutes early, if not 10. Like, I do not like being late. So I showed up and like all the food was gone. I was so bummed. I'm not going to lie. Like, that actually really, really hurt my heart. And I was like, why did I not call somebody sooner? I felt so dumb. And I was really bummed because I missed a lot of athletes, and I love being able to chat with everybody and hang out. And it just threw me off. I was like, wow, I literally was just hanging out and like getting ready and unpacking, wasting my time. I didn't know everybody was meeting. So anyways, it all turned out fine. But you know when you just like go into a social setting and you're thrown off because you're like, wow, like everyone's literally already been here for an hour, people are trying to leave, and like I didn't even eat dinner, so now I have to like Uber Eats myself something later, or like I just felt so uncomfy, and that was not a good feeling. Like I was a little bit sad about that, but pick myself up, and honestly the rest of the whole time there was absolutely amazing. The next morning we woke up and it was the time to tour the venue and have an athlete day. So basically we as Gymshark athletes always get to get a huge visual on what the venue is going to look like. This is also time for us to get a little bit of content the day before because the day of the events are so busy. So we got to hang out at the venue, see where everything is, kind of get a lay of the land, walk through everything, and kind of just like hype ourselves up about stuff. And then we had athlete day. Athlete day was unhinged, absolutely unhinged. So this is very typical of Gymshark events. Also, we always do like an icebreaker where if there's new athletes, like everybody can meet. We always break up into teams and then do some kind of like athletic, fun little challenges, team games together. And we were out at a track, which I think made a lot of people nervous. But since I did track in high school, I was like, oh my gosh, I was so excited. I wanted to do like 4x1. I wanted to do sprints. I wanted to do like hurdles. I was like, let's do all the track things. I was ready, guys. I was so incredibly ready for whatever was coming because I love track. So we broke up into teams. Our team was the Pink Panthers, rawr. And it was so fun. The blue team was slacking. They didn't even have a team name. They didn't have a team chant. They didn't have a team cheer. Like their energy was so low. The Pink Panthers is where it was at. And yes, we did win. We had to even cut the game short because we ran out of time, but we did a push-up challenge. So I think two of the boys went and whoever could do more push-ups won. We won. We did a dead hang challenge. Our team won. Then we did a 4x1, which I was so bummed. I don't think the team believed that I'm a good sprinter because they did not put me on the track and I was upset. I was upset, guys. I was like, I'm a runner. But of course, the boys want to go. That's what's hard about this is it's co-ed. So like, of course, the boy's going to be a little bit faster than me. But I was like, dang, I really wanted to do this 4x1. Like, I really, really did want to sprint. Like, that was so fun for me to do in high school. I'm going to go again. I feel like I'm a sporty girl. So I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit bummed because I really wanted to run that event, but it's fine. We wanted to win. We wanted the dub. And we actually, since we put the boys, we actually did not win. I think we just barely lost it at the end, but everybody's just screaming, running around the track. If you don't know what a 4x1 is, so you have four different people running a relay race and you're just running one lap around the track and you have to pass a baton between each of the people. And they had this like small jiggly dumbbell that was hilarious. So that's what they were passing. So four people, everybody runs a 100. So it equals a 400, which is one lap around the track, basically a quarter of a mile. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. So that was a really fun event. Then we did a plank challenge. I was the last standing girly. Woohoo, go me. I think a boy did beat me. Yes, he did. But still, I was the last standing girly. And there were only four people left. And it was three boys and then me, and I did drop, but it's fine. I'm so proud of myself, especially after having abdominal surgery. I was not expecting to hold a plank for minutes. That was insane. I was like, ooh, let's go, Britt. Proud of myself for that one. Pat myself on the back. I really just wanted to like prove to myself that I could and be a serious competitor. Joy Sestina was on my team, and we ended up doing a three-legged shark race. So that's when our legs are tied together. Like, you have one free leg, and then your other leg is tied with the other person. And we were wearing these, like, fuzzy shark costumes and had to run, I don't know, it was like 20 yards, maybe 30 yards or something. And it was hilarious. We were winning the whole time. At the last second, the boys, like, leaned forward and won. I'm like, man, of course the boys won. Like, low-key not fair, but you know what, we held our own. We seriously almost went. I was a little bit sad about that, but honestly it was just so fun. But last but not least, you guys, is flag football. And I feel like you guys have seen some of this footage if you're on socials. So Sawyer was unhinged, and he's on the blue team. He's one of the boys Gymshark athletes. So first of all, we're like, this is capture the flag, like flag football. We have those flag football ties and you're just trying to pull it off and capture as many flags. Okay, pink team's already winning. Like, we pretty much have already secured the bag. We're going to win. But blue team, aka Sawyer's team, was a little bit salty about this. So he was like, I'm going to go ham and I'm unhinged. So Sawyer was going crazy. And first of all, straight out tackled Libby to the ground. Like, we don't have football pads on or anything. Just tackled her to the ground. I felt so bad. She just knocked her head and got the win knocked out of her. And I was like, ran up to Libby. I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Like, that was insane. I felt so bad for her. That would have just been so brutal. Then later on, I'm like, okay, payback. I'm gonna try to get Sawyer's flag. I try to run. I'm so close. I almost snag it. And then he sweeps up my foot and like is running around carrying one of my foot. So I'm just hopping around and I'm like, thank goodness I have balance so that this did not make me fall, because that was absolutely ruthless. And in the end, he ends up like throwing my foot and I catch myself, but I'm like, dang, that was crazy. And pink team still won. We got all of blue team's flags, and that was some tea and some drama on the Gymshark flag football team. Like, playing co-ed with the boys, they were so intense. Like, it was crazy, you guys. I mean, like, I am so grateful I had brothers, and I'm also married to Darian, who like loves to wrestle and is very rough and tough. But like, if I was not a tomboy, that would have been way too brutal. Like, that was unhinged. Okay, but honestly, I really did have a good time. Getting to the actual event day, or I guess that night, we go to like a team dinner, which is always fun. It's fun to dress up. And then Gymshark always rents out like lots of seats for us to all eat and just have a really nice fancy dinner. And it's just nice to be able to talk to even the UK team. Like, I love being able to talk to the higher ups and get ideas of what's going on with Gymshark and just feel so amazing in this community and in this partnership. I've loved working with Gymshark. This has always been a dream of mine, and I feel like this was the first time that I was able to really sit and realize this is something I fought for so hard and long for. This is something that I've dreamed about. This is something I've always wanted, and now I'm here. And I really just sat in that and thought about that and like how grateful I am for everything. And it just made the experience such a full circle moment for me. And I really just was so happy and had such a great time. It was fun because like halfway through dinner, I end up like bopping around and talk to a lot of people because you are at a long table, so you don't get to talk to everybody. So I went to the other side of the table to talk to some people, and it was just fun to be able to mingle and chat. And Callum was at that end of the table, who's head of like Gymshark sponsorship, I think. And he did not like the dessert at all. So he's like, we're walking to Salt and Straw. So we ended up leaving a small group of us and went to get ice cream afterward, which was fun to just, I am somebody who, again, like as a mom, it's hard for me to be able to go out and to be social and to be out late at night because Darian's schedule's crazy, or like we want to do something together, so we'll get a babysitter. It's hard for me to want to take that individual time just for me. And so it was fun to be able to have that just Brittany solo time, because like I talked about in that previous episode with Lauren Giraldo, it's so important for us to find time for us. Even though I am a mom, I am still Brittany, and I need to feed that side of me and fill up my cup as well. So these events always fill up my cup so much because of the friendship, the community. I love all of Gymshark's staff. I love the team. I love the athletes. I love everything about these events, and meeting all of you and bringing these to life is truly the utmost fulfilling thing ever for me. So I just, of course, beside my relationship with God and my family, but it is just so incredible, and I can't express how much it meant to me to see everybody come out for the event, to have so much fun. There were tons of PB cages that we would lift in, and just truly the energy you can feel at these events buoy me up so much, especially when it's been such a dark time in my life. I needed this, and it was everything to me. And to even just be in the sunshine in Miami, I love it. It's where I thrive, to be with my girlies, to meet with my, you know, Gymshark family. That feels, it really does feel like an extension of family. I'm so attached to even a lot of the social team, the stylist team. Like, I know so many members of the Gymshark staff that make these events so incredible, that I've worked with on photo shoots at past events. I love seeing the same people and faces again, especially all the athlete managers. It is so special to be able to all come together, and everybody is just so nice and lovely. And having a videographer, Ashley Mac Media, like I said her Instagram handle in case if you wanted to know her, but Ashley was so amazing and phenomenal and captured so many moments that I didn't even realize she was capturing. I was able to be fully present and in the moment. And I think that that truly set this event in such a different tier, because for once I wasn't worried about content. I was able to fully be present and know that she was capturing that and I trusted her with that, and it truly just meant everything to me. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Schwenk Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwenk grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwenk grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwenk grill. And now I'll be able to look back at this event forever and watch all of the videos and like show them to Vinny when he's older. And, you know, people are like, "Mom, what did you do for work when I was young?" Like, I can show them how cool these were and what a big deal this was for me. So, yeah, feeling sentimental. Loved the event so much and meeting all of you. And truly, I just feel extremely lucky and grateful to be in the position that I'm in right now. I did want to talk about imposter syndrome now, because that's something that I previously have talked about and something that I previously have struggled with, especially when it comes to being at these events and being around so many other creators. The definition of imposter syndrome is the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally, despite being high performing in external objective ways. Basically, it's feeling like a fraud or a phony and doubting your abilities. I feel like this is something that a lot of people actually struggle with when it comes to just having these feelings of, oh, I got lucky, like I don't belong here, I don't deserve this. And if you're somebody who kind of is dealing with imposter syndrome too, or think you might be, some other ways is feeling like, yeah, you just got lucky when you actually prepared really well and you worked really hard for that. Maybe you find it hard to accept praise in your job, in your career, or you apologize for yourself when you really actually didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes you hold yourself to incredibly, probably impossibly high standards, kind of being a little unrealistic. Maybe you're convinced you're not enough. And maybe those are some of the things that you also can think of or struggle with when it comes to imposter syndrome. And for me, I just want to cut this thought process of like, oh, I didn't deserve this, or oh, I don't belong here. And that is like negative self-talk, and it's something I don't want to struggle with. And it's something I worked really hard at to avoid this Lyft event, because that is something that I typically can get into that cycle of thought process of like, oh, I don't deserve to be here. I'm a fraud. Like, I used to look up to these Lyft events as like these huge monumentous, like I wanted to be those girls, and I never believed I was that. And this was the first time where I was like, no, you know what? I've worked really hard. I do deserve to be here. I'm going to enjoy this. Like, take it for what it is, and working on combating that imposter syndrome. I think helping knowing that like, I'm not alone. A lot of us suffer with imposter syndrome helps letting go of my inner perfectionist and just being kind to myself and changing that narrative in my mind of the reality that I am there, and to accept it and own it and be grateful. I think gratitude can change so many people's lives, and especially mine in this instance of like just being grateful that I'm there. And that gratitude helps me be present as well, just to fully immerse myself in this and to not worry about what others might think. Just enjoy it in first person and let go of everything else. This was a huge win for me. And I feel like with each event and as time keeps going on, I feel like I've grown so much as a person. And I feel like I'm just trying to be the strongest and most confident version of myself. I want to thank you guys for sticking with me through so many different life changes and ups and downs. And I'm really excited for everything that this new year is going to bring. I cannot wait for the next chapter, but again, I just want to sit and be as present as I possibly can right now, finishing up and closing out this current chapter of life. I hope everybody who is going through some big changes as well, we can all just try to focus on this week, just trying to be really present, pick a day where we can sit in our thoughts, journal a little bit, take some time together this week to just really be present and grateful for where we are and realize that we used to wish to be where we are right now. And we're here and we don't want to let those moments and seconds pass by to realize we're already greedy for what's next. We're already greedy for what comes in the future. But what we fail to do is to realize that we used to wish to be where we are now and to thank ourselves and to thank all the people who have helped us and all of the growth that we've had to get to where we are now. So thank you for listening to today's little recap and fun episode. Next week is another amazing guest, which you guys are all going to be so excited to hear from, Miss Heidi Summers. So stay tuned next week for some more fun and gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and gains.
Bye. I love you. Fun and Gains family. Bye. Make sure to comment. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.